Local resident Louis Kashiri says Tsvangirai's illness may trigger internal factionalism in the party.
It is a very big blow to the opposition party in Zimbabwe, especially with the political climate which is in Zimbabwe right now. He is like the last man standing who we were counting on to fight the ruling party. And if Tsvangirai gets sick or is diagnosed with cancer, which is a very serious disease, I'm afraid of infighting in the party. And we were looking forward to be together in 2018 for the final push.
Several other residents, including Rutendo Hungwe, expressed the same sentiments, hoping for his speedy recovery.
Yeah, this is a tough situation to his family and his supporters. I wish him a quick recovery.
MDCT activist Mercy Nkomo of Zimta Seba Binimtare said the news of Tsvangirai's illness has affected a lot of people who hope that God will help him to recover from the disease.
It is with great sadness that we have learned of his illness, and we hope the Lord to be with him and that he will be treated urgently. And we hope that his wife will keep on supporting him. And the Lord is the keeper of all of us. And we know that he is with the Lord and everything will be well.
ZANU-PF activist Robson Ngarivume said it is said that Mr. Tsvangirai has cancer of the colon. The MDCT leader is currently in South Africa where he is receiving chemotherapy. The MDCT leadership says it is unlikely that the party will plunge into a crisis as Tsvangirai gets some medical attention. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mtare, this is Lloyd Moyo.